Listen up, everybody. Arthur Brooks can eat a plate of hot trash.
Huh?
That was the first comment the CBS News contributor got on one of his online columns and his earliest experience of internet trolls. One of the things that we have seen since time immemorial is people with a pitchfork setting fire to people they don't like.
Yeah. That's right.
Perhaps the main difference now is that they'd have to come back to their families and communities, and now they can hide behind the anonymity of an anonymous email or Twitter handle.
It's the perfect ecosystem for people that we call trolls today. And if you spend any time on social media or any time in the comment section after a news article, you're going to find that it gets really toxic really quickly. So as a behavioral scientist and also as a writer in public, I wanted to know who are these people. And I started to do a little bit of research into it, and it turns out they're not like just you and me. It turns out they're different. They're from the 7% of the population that have sociopathic characteristics. Mm. They're disproportionately drawn from what we call dark triads. People with narcissism, Machiavellianism, meaning I'm willing to hurt you, and even psychopathy. They have psychopathic traits, meaning they feel no empathy or remorse, and they enjoy hurting you. And this is why we can't say that these are ordinary people.